Aspiring teachers are being offered places in tertiary degrees with tertiary entrance scores as low as 0 to 19, as experts warn of dramatically declining standards in teacher education. The explosive figures are contained in a confidential report obtained by the ABC that university vice-chancellors refused to publish. National Education reporter Natasha Robinson has the story.
19-year-old Mary Munro has always dreamed of being a teacher. When she scored an ATAR last year of 98.3, she faced some surprising questions.
I had people asking me, oh, Mary, why aren't you doing law? Why aren't you doing medicine?
Now the ABC can reveal just how much of a rarity students like Mary are. John Mack is a retired professor, and 2 years ago he gained rare access to the raw ATAR scores of every student offered a place in a teaching degree in New South Wales in 2015. He was shocked the group included 28 students who scored an ATAR of between 0 and 19, and 30 students given places scored between 20 and 29. Half of all offers in teaching degrees in that year went to students who scored in the bottom 50% of high school graduates.
In some cases, it was worrying that offers were being made to some students that I would have thought would have had exceptional difficulty coping with first year.
But when Professor Mack sent a copy of his report to the New South Wales Vice-Chancellor's Committee, his own institution, the University of Sydney, raised the alarm.
I think they wanted that the paper be effectively destroyed. It's hard to regard that as anything other than a suppression order.
The University of Sydney said in a statement it was very disappointed the report had now been publicly released without approval and against protocols that govern the use of data from the New South Wales University Admissions Centre.
We are currently considering whether the release of this report now constitutes a breach of our policies and processes, and will take appropriate action if it does.
Universities do not report the ATAR scores of some 36% of school leavers offered places in teaching degrees. Many of that number come in under special entry pathways. New South Wales put in place standards for those entering teaching degrees in 2016. Jihad Dib is the New South Wales Shadow Minister for Education.
Parents should rightfully be shocked, and if we want the best education system, then what we need to do is ensure that we've got the very best people and the brightest people who are enrolling in our education courses, and these figures certainly don't show that at all.
Mary Munro agrees.
I do feel like we need to elevate both the perception and the quality of teaching as a whole. And I feel that the ATAR is a very strong indication of your ability to dedicate yourself to the content and then be able to apply it to different situations. And it is a very good indicator of your ability to teach more effectively.
University student Mary Munro ending that report by National Education reporter Natasha Robinson.